You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Elliot is in Ohio.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I hope you're feeling better soon. I've got a lot of things I know about football. I think Florida State is eventually coming to the Big Ten. I think Good. Miami coming to the Big Ten. Here's what I don't know, Paul, is what the heck's going on with the quarterback situation in Columbus, Ohio. Is Day going to get a big name out of the portal because we can't get another second, third string fighting it out for one position? What do you think about that situation?
Well, I don't know, but he needs one because I think that he is going to start coming in his direction.
I agree. We need something there. I just hope some bigger names come in, and I hope the one big names that are out there that we find a way to attract them.
I believe they will. I mean, Ohio State recruits at the upper echelon. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jay is up next.
Roll Tide, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
First off, Legend's call yesterday, it was awesome. He really does make you show. He keep up the good work, Legend. And, Paul, I want to talk about your two worst callers.
Ooh, who are they?
Do you have any idea who that is? I-Man and AJ. First off, I-Man, do you have a poster of Nick Saban above your bed? Do you go to bed and wake up thinking about the legendary coach Nick Saban? Because
don't we all?
That's all you talk about every single day. I mean, you can't even hold a conversation without bringing up Nick Saban. You're obsessed with him. Talking about he ain't got no class. That man's got class. And AJ, you need to get some new material. All your calls are getting worse by the day. Freeze warning. Ain't nobody scared of Auburn. Y'all will always be Bama's illegitimate stepbrother. War Eagle means loser. Roll Tide. And Paul, Jim, how many times is he going to quit your show and come back? I'll hang up and listen. Have a good day, Paul.
Well, I'm glad he comes back. To me, that shows shows his character, that he gets upset, but he also understands that he has a home here. Going to play the string music in the background. Yeah. LB is up next.
Paul.
Hey there.
It's LB. How you doing?
LB.
Yeah. Hey, the guy earlier was talking about Johnny Musso jersey. I might have enough material. I remember back in the early 70s, going on the field and picking up pieces of those tearaways.
Okay. Well,
those were the days, weren't they?
I bet we can help him out.
You think so?
No, so.
Okay. You remember Calvin Culliver?
Calvin Culliver,
and
yeah.
Johnny Davis?
I remember Calvin.
Good. Back in the... I mean, Bama would just bring in a whole nother offensive line. I mean, just another whole second unit. We had a corner on the market back then. But anyway, I just – as that J.K. called in any?
No, J.K. has been MIA.
Well, on that chain, what are those initials J.K.? Is that what he's got on that chain?
It's a – Miami turnover chain.
Oh, yeah. Well, if he's got J.K., he can change the team, make it Jive Turkey. But anyway, we'll let you go. Paul, I appreciate everything you do. You help tons of people out there. Been knowing you since, you know, you started at the Post-Herald, and people should have known you back then. They'd be amazed at how far you've come, but I appreciate you.
LB, you have come a long way, too. Great to hear from you.
How's that?
Well, you were a little bit out of whack back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was. But like I told you, it's been, I guess, about 27 years. Did your wife grow up in Walker County?
No, she grew up in Homewood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to the old Barry. But Legend probably knows my granddad. He was a record driver up in Walker County for 80, till he's 85 years old. But if he's from Walker County, he knew my granddad.
Brother
but anyway,
lives up there.
Oh, your brother-in-law? Yeah, I worked for Drummond for 10 years. But anyway, but Alabama fans, I mean, we're just spoiled rotten. The previous caller, I guess the hate never ends. But, I mean, I was at the Pump Bama Punk guy. I mean, all of them, Archie Manning at Legion Field and when USC came. But we are just spoiled rotten.
And it's going to stay that way, LB. Alabama just keeps winning. Just when you think it's over, here they come. Hey, thanks for the call. Cat Daddy.
Big Paul, greetings and salutations and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all.
Thank you.
I had the craziest. Clemson Tom always comes in on Friday. All right, I leave the liquor store at 3 o'clock on Friday. Clemson Tom comes in, he says, I'm going to tell you what the SEC is doing. They are trying to destroy college football so they will own the entire conference. They want to take it all. Now, I thought to myself, I got to call Paul and ask him what he thinks about that. Paul?
Fortune of being in a conference that continues to slip away.
Oh,
I mean the SEC took in Oklahoma and Texas. The Big Ten took in Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC. The ACC took in California, Stanford, and SMU.
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest transportal we have in the country now ain't in college football. It's coming across the southern borders.
Yeah.
And I will be more worried about
Augie, you got the southern border covered.
Paul, I don't know what's going on with your show today, but between your coughing and people not answering the phones, this has been a very challenging show to watch. Don't you agree?
Augie, I don't know because I haven't been here today. What you see is this is an AI representation.
I am home
in bed drinking some of that moonshine.
Are the guys in the booth about to jump out of their skull having to listen to all this coughing? It's like a barking dog. You know, when somebody's constantly coughing, it just like gets on your nerves. And are they about to jump out of the control room? And
no, everybody's here. But I think the problem now, Augie, and you know this, we're now to that point in the calendar where it's hard to find anybody at work.
I wonder how many people are actually watching. You think this is like another one of the doldrums where you're like right before the bowl games, people are taking a break for the holidays. But Paul, I think your cough is contagious. You had that guy Jay coughing. I'm coughing over here, and I feel pretty good. But enough of the redneck remedies, Paul. This is how you get well. Okay, you ready? It's got a couple of steps. You ready?
I am.
First of all, you buy a one-way ticket to Thailand. Second, number two, you get rid of your cell phone as soon as you step on the plane. Throw it in the garbage as you go through ticket checkpoint. Three, once you get there, hide your passport. Four, this kind of has to go before you get there, grow a mustache and buy yourself a hairpiece. The fifth most important piece of it, and this is critical, once you get to Thailand, you find the first British tourist you see, and ask him what he does for a good time and follow him. that'll get rid of your cough forever, Paul. You might have some other problems.
I have a friend who went to Thailand and met his future wife. He's a caller to this show.
Well, I was going to say, did he ever come
back? Night in Bangkok.
Well, yeah, remember, who was that, Taco or Falco? Yeah. Who was that?
Who did, yeah.
But that'll get rid of your cough, Paul. Might give you other problems, but it'll definitely get rid of your cough. Paul, how much, assume the day after Michigan-Alabama play, Michigan beats Alabama, what's your next show going to be like if that happens? I'm not saying it will, I'm just saying, just what if that happened?
Well, I think depends on how the game is lost. But
even if it's lost at the last second in a field goal and Michigan wins,
I think Alabama fans feel pretty good about what they've accomplished.
Paul, the pride, the dignity, the respect of the SEC is on the line. Alabama cannot lose this game. I mean, this is life or death, Paul. I mean, we can't not make it.
Alabama has lost a couple of championship games. They've lost three.
And we have all paid the price for it.
But oh, yeah.
If we get whacked, the first game, it's going to be an embarrassing blow. So regardless of how much I don't like Alabama, they got to win this game, Paul. Anyway, you got to get better, Paul. And before you go on that trip to Thailand, get a blessing, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Augie. We will take a short break. Got a trip before that, a couple of trips, but I don't think I'm going to Bangkok.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Legend is next.
My brother, we praying for you, man.
Thank you, dude.
Man, we're concerned about you. I was talking to somebody last night. We're concerned about you, dude. We love you, man. We're praying for you. Yeah, man, I got a big announcement, Paul. Big announcement.
Let's have it.
I decided to return for my 18th year to Feinbaum University. Yes, I'll be returning for my 18th year to Feinbaum University for another year of madness, craziness, and going wild here on the Feinbaum University show, baby. I'll be back for one more year. No transfer for me. But speaking of transfers, I see Alabama's got two of them Texas A&M five-star defensive ends from a few years ago down at the university this weekend. So we appreciate that great recruiting class you paid for A&M a couple years ago because it looks like we're going to benefit from it. Paul, did I just hear Augie refer to you as a barking dog? Is that what I just heard?
That's right.
Yeah, listen here, Augie. Shut the hell up. Our coach is in here playing hurt, in here injured, just battling it out for us, to be here for us. Our coach is here, our Mike Dicker, our Vince Lombardi, he's playing hurt, and you want to come on here and refer him to as him as a barking dog. Shut the hell up, you little weasel. I might be going to fine bomb you, but you can go to F you, dude. Don't you ever come on here talking about my friend and refer to him as a barking dog. He can cough all damn day. He's in here playing sick and injured, and you want to come in here with your little weasel ass and act like you all intelligent and want to say something stupid like that. That's why you're a sorry-ass caller, and that's why if I ever meet you, I'm going to pimp-slap your ass, you little janitor wannabe lawyer. Can't stand your ass, a barking dog. How pathetic to say a comment like that about the great Paul Feinbaum, who's playing injured for us today. Damn, that makes me mad. Just want to act intelligent on here all the time. And I, man, with your little crap. Little yellow man, little yellow wood, little yellow boy. Listen here, dude. Do you really want to get into a conversation about your coach and our coach when it comes to integrity? Really, dude? You really want to go down that road and compare your coach to our coach? Hell, he can't even have a damn flip phone when he's at the University of Auburn. And you want to come on here and talk about one of the greatest men that's ever walked this earth. You're stupid, dude. You're the one that ain't got no integrity. You're a pathetic-ass caller, too. You and Ugly, both just white trash. Part of White Trash Incorporated. That's all you two punks are, is a couple White Trash Incorporated. That's it, brother. Now, I heard these Michigan fans on here talking about go blue. Yeah, you're going to go blue. You're going to go black and blue when we get done with your ass. Go blue. Yeah, you're going to go blue. You gonna go black and blue, brother. We about to beat that ass, Michigan. I don't care what people say, what prediction they make. When Dallas Turner and Chris Braswell comes off that corner and J.J. McCartney eats that dirt, he's going to get off on that Rose Bowl turf and he's going to say, damn, I didn't see this in the Big Ten. I didn't see this in the Big Ten, baby. I didn't see it. Hell no. I'm carrying the show for a minute so Paul can get his breath back. Y'all just calm down for a minute and listen. You callers need to come on here with energy and passion. Good call today, Jim. I ain't give my enemies credit. Good call. You damn right. The women on this show are awesome. Keep calling, ladies. But let me tell you this to you other callers. Don't you dare come on here and ever call my friend a barking dog again. I'll pimp slap your lawyer ass all the way from Louisiana to Mexico, and you'll be down there with a hat talking about you, aunt your mama or something, dude. Don't you dare ever come on here and say anything about my boy again, because I'll black hat your ass. Just like we're going to black hat your ass, Michigan. Legend has left the building. Praying for you, bro.
Thank you. That was a great call. Squirrel is up next.
Honored to follow my black hat brother. And,
wow.
You know, the last time you were sick, you know, we had that fake pandemic, if you recall. So you got me spooked a little bit here.
You're so, right. I was sick right before that. I was the first person in the world to have COVID.
I know you were the first one to have COVID. So, but no, it was a weird show. I was just going to wrap up a few loose ends. A few weeks ago, our buddy Ron was singing the song Rose of Alabama, and you said you didn't recognize that song. And you don't have to comment a lot. I know your voice is doing good. That was a song from probably the greatest Clint Eastwood ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Clint Eastwood movie ever made, which was The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Right.
And you go back and watch that movie, you'll hear that song again. And I was going to tell you about a buddy of ours that called in the day after the Alabama-Georgia game. I meant to tell you, speaking of lost souls, Matt from Georgia, the original Red Dog. You remember him?
When did he call?
He called the morning after the Alabama-Georgia game, and he started making a bunch of excuses about Georgia's injuries. And then he said, it's too bad Alabama's not going to make the playoffs, at which time I started laughing and told him he would. But I just thought you'd get a kick out of knowing that Matt from Red Dog's still around. And speaking of has-beens, I heard your boy Jim today. I'm glad your number one leg humper's back. he sounded tranquil. I don't know if somebody slipped him a gummy or something like that, but if they did, I hope they continue to do so. I'm glad he formed a girls' club, and we all like our ladies. And we'll just see how long that lasts, the kinder, gentler gym lasts. Have a good weekend, and I hope you get to feeling better soon. Aloha.
We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Friday night. Let's check in with AJ next. Hey, AJ.
That's me spraying the Lysol before I even start the call. You know, Paul, I've listened to everybody tonight, offer you remedies and things of that nature, but I got to be who I am. And I'm when I see somebody struggling, I got to reach out and help them. And so here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to offer my services to you. So you rest up over the weekend, spend a few days at home eating chicken noodle soup, first part of the week, and Randy's already okayed it, and I'm going to fly out there, and Monday I'm going to handle the show for you. How about that? Thank you, caller. Would love that.
Yeah, not really. I will get better quickly, I can assure you.
You know what I do, though, the first day, first Monday? As soon as I got on, I wouldn't wait on Jay to call into the show and say, oh, roll top, Hall. I wouldn't wait on Jay to say that. You know what I'd tell Jay? I'd call Jay and I'd tell him, let me tell you something, Jay. With your weak-ass calls telling somebody they need to come get some new material, you say the same stuff over and over, over and over. I mean, it's like eating my own throw-up twice every time you call. But I'm going to tell you something, Jim, with your phony-ass, fake sincerity call today. You done pissed all the men off on the show. Now you brown-nosing the women that you've beaten, badgered, and slandered, and verbally, quite frankly, verbally abused, and now you're sucking up to them because you're a weak, phony, pathetic idiot. And Augie, if you ripped off the taxpayers of Louisiana today and wasted time on that call and sat there and wrote it down on a notepad, then you ought to be ashamed of yourself, and you ought to be prosecuted. And war damn eagle, get better, Paul, and I love you, and I'll see you Monday.
Thank you, AJ. Jim is next.
That's absolutely the scummiest scum you've ever had on this show, Paul. Promise you. That's a lowest life, low life, snake, evil monster, fool. He's a total idiotic, redneck, dumbass fool. Yeah, I get out of line sometimes. I might be out of line now, but I'm telling it like it is. AJ, you jackass, you ain't got nothing decent in you. There's nothing about you that's decent. Nobody wants to hear you. You're a damn fool. That's all you are. People like you wind up in hell unless it's a miracle. That's what you're about to happen in the future sometime. That's how horrible you are. You're a horrible, evil monster. And let me say something to you. Squirrel, you're another lying. You're a liar. You lied to me. You lied to Paul, telling him things that I never told you on the phone. I never said what you said about me. I never said those things that you told Paul. I said they were lies. God in heaven knows about you, and he will deal with you, squirrel. You're a hairless, moron, evil. Oh, I started to say something bad, but I'm going to tell you, that's what you are. And let me go back to one thing, Paul. What's going on? Roll Tide, Paul. Let me tell you something, Jay. Let me tell you something, Jay. What business were you in before you got in my business? I don't know why you're getting in my business, because you can't keep up with me in any form, fashion, or way. You're an idiot, unintelligent moron, another one, from Mobile. God, what a moron you are. You are a horrible caller. You got nothing but the same stupid crap every day. One line. What's up, Paul? Roll Tide, Paul.
That's pretty big, good
big mouth.
That's a great imitation, by the way.
Well, that's all he is, Paul. He's a one-timer, a one-hit wonder. He ain't got no one hit. He's just an idiot out of getting on my business, because I am the icon of this show. You know it. They all know it. Even Legend knows it. And I ain't leaving no building either. I'll stay in the building. Thank you for making my call, Paul. I appreciate
it. Thank you. What a great call. Wow. I feel better already.
Hello,
Todd is
Paul.
Up next. Hey, Todd.
Thank you, bud. Thank you for my call, man. I hope you get to feeling better. But, Paul, I wanted to call and tell you, today I ain't going to hate on them Florida State fans down there, because they just like us. They want to win. They want to play, too. But I want to tell you a little story. Do you remember Steve Shaw?
Sure. I know Steve. Well.
His cousin, Michael Shaw, lived up here at Chelsea, needed a kidney transplant. His stepson went to church with us and his ex-wife, and they had a benefit for him up at Chelsea. And the speaker, they got to come. He wouldn't fly anymore. They drove a motorhome to Tallahassee, Florida, and picked him up in the motorhome and brought him back. Bobby Bowden came to speak.
That's amazing.
And we was in a big old church, Paul, but we were expecting more people, when we probably didn't get but probably 400 people. And anyway, he said, when he got through giving that speech, he said, what money that we're trying, the goal that we're trying to reach, if we don't reach it, he will pay the rest out of his own pocket.
That's amazing.
When he gets through talking, I'm the second one that run up on the stage to talk to him. And, Paul, we got to talking, and he told me the biggest hurt and disappointment he ever had in his life was not Alabama not letting him be the head coach down there. He said they wanted him to come in there and fill out resume application.
Oh, yeah.
He said they knew me. He said they knew me. And he said that was the biggest hurt in his life.
Just a little context there. That happened in 1987.
Yeah, and
I called Bobby was in Birmingham playing in a bowl game, and he met with Alabama, drove back to Tallahassee. The Birmingham News had reported that he had the job. The night went on. At about 11 o'clock, I called Bobby at home, and he told me that they had moved on, and we were all in shock. And, of course, they hired Bill Curry.
Paul, he was still hurting that night from
it. They asked him questions. He was interviewed by a committee. And I'll tell you one more thing, if I can get it out. So I called a member of the Board of Trustees, Todd, after I talked to Bobby, and this might be the last story I ever tell.
I hope not.
And the man told me, very prominent member, he said, we just felt Bobby had too much baggage, was too old. And
next
15 years, Florida State won two national championships and never finished outside the top four in the country.
That's right. Hey, Paul, God has been big on putting people that are great men in front of me. And I'm going to tell you this. I consider you one of them men. When it gets down to business, you're one of them men, just as well as Bobby Bowden, Gene Stallings, Coach Paul Bear Bryant. You're just right there, Paul. And I love you, brother, and I thank you for everything you do. Roll Tide, Paul.
Thank you, Todd. Handsome Joe is next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And hey, man, I hope you get to feeling better. Hey, I've been coughing all day myself. I don't know what's wrong.
What's going on is that there is massive viruses going around and all being exposed to it.
All right, and I just can't hardly get my throat cleared out. It's been that way all day. I don't know why, but it's been that way all day ever since I got up. But, I heard this Michigan fan call in earlier talking about that they were going to beat Alabama and they were going to go on to play Texas. Hey, the only thing Michigan's going to beat is Bama's foot with their butt. That's the only thing they're going to beat. And I got to say amen to everything that Legend said. I agree with everything Legend said. And Jim had the first call. I like what Jim had to say. I do. And people call Jim out just to, just to get a response. I think he knows this. But, Jim, I think he's he's not a bad guy. He just let people get to him sometimes. But, I did like Jim's call this morning. Earlier today. But, but I want to mention this. The guy called yesterday from Hackleburg, Alabama, that had cancer. And he's cancer-free right now, but, that's just up the road for me. But I just want John to know if he's listening that he's in my prayers. I hope everything stays good with him. I like that a bit. I'm glad he's cancer-free right now, and I hope he stays that way. He's in my prayers. And I heard you talking last week, actually to Augie, about what's in Red Bay, and y'all said there is a mobile home plan here. It's Sunshine Mobile Home. But the Tiffin Motor Homes, that's probably the biggest plan here.
Right.
There is a big mobile home and motor home plant here, but two different entities, but yeah, you're right on both occasions. I mean, we got, good, lot of employment opportunities here in Red Bay for being a small town as it is. And those two right there, they employ most of the town. And so we're blessed with that around here. But anyway, Paul, I'll get off I hope you guys are feeling better and I hope you have a good weekend and I'll try to call back in Monday, my man.
Thank you, Joe. We will take a short break. Final minute, straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How about this guest on Monday? You can tell we're getting ready for the CFP and for Texas joining. The former Heisman Trophy winner, Ricky Williams, will join us. Gary in Wyoming. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Paul. You're taking one for the team.
Thank you.
You're a hell of a hand. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't know if you remember early this fall, but I had talked to you about maybe getting an apprenticeship program set up with Jim to where, you could have the little 15-minute call-in gym periods once a week. maybe you should look at getting some ties with him so that if this comes up again, these little illnesses like this, it's like call up Jim and have him jump in.
Yeah, I mean, if I had realized what an inconvenience I was going to be to the audience, I would have sent Tebow's plane to pick Jim up and have him sitting right here.
Take care of yourself,
hey,
buddy, and have a good
much.
One.
Gary, thanks. You be well. You take care of yourself. Buck Wild is up next.
Paul.
Hey there.
Why in the hell are you working? Are you out of sick day?
Well, I tell you why. It's if I didn't work, I've got to go out of town tomorrow night to do this banquet. And if I didn't work today, then my wife was never going to let me leave tomorrow. So I was having to show that I really want to be there. It's an important event. So
okay.
And she doesn't right, she doesn't it. Know how sick I am. So
okay.
She just thinks I've got you know, I just said I got a scratchy throat. No big deal.
Okay, couple of tidbits.
She didn't realize. She doesn't realize I've got IV coming into me right into my right arm.
Oh my God! A couple of quick tidbits. Washington is generally accepted as the first champion of the Pacific Conference, and obviously the last. Okay. Go Huskies! A little something for JK. Hurricanes have won one of their last 11 bowl games. Okay?
Okay.
And save your voice. Let your staff do the research. I saw something today online, and I'll take that with a grain of salt, but 14 Georgia players have went into the transfer portal.
Correct.
Is that? Are you aware of that?
Correct. A couple of pretty big names too.
Yeah. I was a little again. I took it with a grain of salt. I thought I would call in and ask and let
you. I think when that happens, what the confusing part is that, yeah, the number two linebacker, whatever it is, but clearly these players who are leaving have accepted the fact they're not going to play. So that's why.
I know it's not always voluntary. They're often encouraged.
Yeah, but and what that does is it gives Georgia the opportunity to go out and fill that void.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it opens up a lot of scholarships, correct?
Yeah, there's not a program better suited to replace somebody in the portal than Georgia.
Well, of course not. I mean, hell, I would. Who wouldn't go play for Georgia, yeah. You know?
You're right.
What do you think, really, Alabama, Michigan?
I am still puzzled. I mean, I have a lean toward Alabama. We still have a long way to go. I think Alabama is just so much faster. I think Milroe always is the X factor. I think Michigan has beaten mostly average teams. And a lot of it is just, I'll spare you the cliches, but Alabama played its best game against Georgia. Can they replicate that?
Well, yeah. I read
they don't need to play another Auburn because they'll lose.
Well, I mean, that was, of course, Auburn, 4th-and-31. I got it. Okay. Yeah. It was, a miracle. It really was. Okay. I got it.
It was a miracle, but it was also it was a very accurate pass.
Oh, absolutely. It was, absolutely on the money. You couldn't do that 1 of 100.
No, you probably couldn't.
But it was beautiful. I also read about the field at the Rose Bowl slowing Alabama down.
Yeah, I mean it's a thick field, but I don't think that's going to be the decider. Hey, thank you very very much. Appreciate it. Let's check in with JD in Florida. Hey, JD.
Hi, Paul. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
That kind of stinks. I got a little bit of a cold myself, and getting through it. I was going to talk about the portal and NIL and that, but first I just cannot let it go. And I don't know Squirrel. I'm assuming he's a decent person. But when he said fake pandemic, over 1 million people in our country died over the last 3 years. There's going to be lots of families still mourning their loved ones during the holiday season. And for him to say fake pandemic, what the hell is wrong with them? I mean, that's just despicable.
We talked to J.D. Daniels the other day. he lost both of his grandparents to COVID. And
yeah, so I don't know what the hell is wrong with people.
Jaden Daniels, my mind just, I've already forgotten the Heisman winner's name. But Jaden told us, and we talked about that several times with Jaden, and those were like his parents. So, I don't respond anymore to COVID because it's just,
I know.
People can believe whatever they
want. But it's football is all fun and games, but why in the hell do people lie about that? I mean, it's just despicable. But getting back to the important thing now, the portal. I'm in Florida, Gator fan. Actually, I had a sign in my office. It said, "I water my plants with Seminoles tears." Everyone loved that one. So, yeah, not everybody in Florida is buying the Florida State cries about the playoffs. But the portal, Florida has a player, Trevor Etienne, great running back. And they're saying he's thinking of going to Georgia.
Well, yeah, one of Florida's top defensive players verbally committed today to Ole Miss, and Etienne is obviously on his way out. Those are two critical players. Now, they're having a really good recruiting class, but they are losing enormous talent.
Now, of course, Georgia may teach him, how to, block during pass plays. And stay in inbounds at the end of the game against Missouri. That would have helped.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
I mean, so there's some of that, but just the overall portal NIL stuff. I think the players do need to get paid, and they need to bite the bullet and call them employees. And I don't know how workers' comp works on that when someone gets hurt and actually has a lifelong.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.